Good. We figured it out. Took a minute.
Technical difficulties? You're fine.
You know. Hey, we're not, it's 8:30. All right. So not much you can do.
Isn't it your bedtime?
Hold on. Let's make sure our stream even up? Because if it's not, it's probably delayed. I don't see it up on Rumble yet. Do you?
Yeah, I see it. It says
nice.
One person watching. It's probably me. I'm just kidding.
No, it is you. Like, it's not even probably. Yeah. So as some people get into the mix, you know, we can chat amongst each other. Or no one joins. But
I heard you're doing the show yourself today.
I mean,
while I just make fun of you the whole time.
Bro, I do it every week. What are you talking about? Bro, you barely show up half the time, bro.
I know. I call in sick.
You don't even have any PTO on the show.
Go over the agenda real quick. What are we covering today? Anyways, since you're going to cover all the topics.
There's so much to cover, but we'll start with Trump versus Nikki Haley, right?
Yeah.
Because Haley's now announced that she's running for president against Trump. She was Trump's former cabinet member, and now she's completely betrayed Trump in pretty much every way you can think of.
Did she really betray him, though?
We'll get to that, bro. We'll get to that.
Come on.
Dude, there's so much to this. We got, we're going to talk some Trump versus DeSantis beef, right? Or quote unquote beef is what it appears to be. What else are we talking? We're talking
about Biden again.
The search at Biden's house. I think breaking, if I'm not mistaken, breaking news, the search is clear and they haven't found anything new. So
they took everything. All right, we'll get to that part too.
They took everything and they just like, this never happened. Exactly. And we got Musk going up against Twitter. I'm sorry, of course. Musk going up against PayPal with Twitter.
Yeah.
His former company. It's hard to, you know, it's confusing considering the guy kind of ran both of those companies at one point. Not together, sure. But PayPal, he's going up against PayPal, the beloved PayPal. I have bad personal experience with PayPal, so I don't mind dissing PayPal to the end. And then we're gonna go into some miscellaneous items, you know, some funny stuff.
Bill Gates, your favorite boy. That's your boy right there, Bill Gates. We're gonna talk Hugh about Jackman. Trump saving children.
Yeah, Trump saving the
Mike
children.
Lindell.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. So that's another thing I wanted to pull up, but I'm going to have problems because the browser didn't work to pull up. But Mike Lindell, can you screen share? Anyways, look into it. Use our Twitter account if you have the info. No, that's dumb. I have to give you access or something. Yeah. Mike Lindell showing up on Jimmy Kimmel. Did you watch any of it?
I watched some of it, yeah.
Lindell's the man. Kimmel's a plant, but we'll get into it.
Pretty interesting.
So yeah.
Nikki Haley, presidential run for 2024. Yeah. You're saying she backstabbed Trump.
She did.
So she's a South Carolina governor, right?
Yeah.
And she was the underdog in that race, and she won. So, yeah. Which means that she did a pretty dang good job running.
Sure. But I mean, what's there to say about Nikki Haley announcing her presidency? I mean, here's the thing. She's been killing Trump in every other way with the things that she's been saying about him. First of all, let's just get into her background on some of the things that Nikki Haley supports, right? She is big on Ukraine, so she thinks the Ukraine war is valid and that Ukraine is a victim and she's backing Zelensky, right?
The guy with the sweatpants and stuff?
The guy with the sweatpants and he's dressed like a toddler, basically.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
That guy, that's who Nikki Haley is backing, you know, Ukraine. Killing Trump over January 6th. So she checks all the boxes, the rhino boxes, in terms of she acts like she's supports the right wing. you know, faction, as some would call it, the conservative party. But she's definitely not America First, right? And then when I say America First, I would say there's like four people: Donald Trump, Matt Gaetz, maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Josh Hawley or something, like some random.
Bro, you wild forgot card. The man, DeSantis. Dude.
DeSantis, I think it, the jury's
out. He's just Florida First then?
I think the jury's out on DeSantis. By the way, I'm drinking some ginger turmeric tea. No caffeine.
No caffeine, huh?
No caffeine. I'm on a caffeine.
I'm surprised you're not drinking some chai, bro.
A chai, man. No milk. No milk in the house. Shortage of milk, you know what I'm saying?
Milk shortage.
So, big milk shortage. But Nikki Haley, man, I mean, what are your thoughts on Nikki Haley going up against Trump? Because
originally she said she wasn't going to run if Trump was running. So in a way, she did, I guess, backstab him by saying, you know, by saying that she wasn't going to run. But then she's like, hey, I am going to run.
Right.
Right. The one thing I do like about what she did say is that she's saying that there needs to be like a generational change. And that you don't need to be like a 80 plus to be in, you know, office and in politics. So, or the president, right? So like I do agree with that. There's way too many old people in office, right? We know that.
Sure.
Like most 80-year-olds, like we wouldn't even trust, you know, them driving down the street, but we're trusting, you know, 80-year-olds in office, and I mean, like our current president, right?
One of the things I had a conversation with my friends about the other day was when Elon used to go to Capitol Hill and give them warnings about the future of AI and how AI is the biggest threat to this country. We think about all this stuff like nuclear war and whatever it is, depopulation and basically world hunger. But he was always big on AI being the biggest threat, and it seems to be coming true. I mean, if you look at like ChatGPT that everyone's talking about,
I mean, that thing is super cool though.
It's super cool, but it's also kind of tells you like how AI is able to transmit
replace
like,
people,
certain, like basically, right? Like you replace can write an essay on it, force. It could do your job for you if you wanted it to, you know. It could write an essay for you. It could pretty much give you, it's probably going to like be able to like give human beings, not ChatGPT, but something like it, like the solution to like everything, right? Or something. So like you have that. And the biggest issue was that you had a bunch of establishment, corrupt political elites sitting there listening to this maybe late 30s, early 40s, like entrepreneur, investor, venture capitalist, like innovator. And dude, to Nikki Haley's point, yes, there's a bunch of old establishment turds sitting in DC.
They don't understand a lot of things. And I mean, they just have an old way of thinking, you know. It's things are different, you know. Even a lot of like corporate America, right, like is ran by older people, and they don't understand how, you know, the next generation of people want to work. So that's why you have like, you know, high turnover rate these days, is because, you know, you got these 80-year-olds running the company and they're like, you got to work 24/7. And then people are like, nope, peace out. You know, you got high turnover rate. So it's the same thing with politics. You know, you got these old farts running the show and coming up with all these rules. And
the younger generation. Nikki Haley, though, I mean, so if let's say she, I like what she said about being young and coming into politics, but and Trump, I mean, he's old, but he's a young man at heart in terms of like the things he believes in, the way he views the establishment of DC. Like Trump is not, doesn't have that old, he's not even a politician. There's nothing political about the guy. That argument that she's bringing up is kind of void against Trump, because Trump's not an old politician. He's an old entrepreneur who's been around, and he's representing like people on so many spectrums, right? Like every single demographic, Trump is like the guy, right?
So no, he's all there too, you can tell, you know, right? So he's like, he's not like Biden, where Biden has to read the teleprompter, right? He has to read it, otherwise he can't like answer any questions, he can't do anything. He's got note cards to answer questions. The questions are pre-planned. I mean, Trump, I mean, they were like nailing him and like on the fly, right. You know, he answered those questions and he attacked back and he did a great job. So like, yeah, I agree with you. You know, Trump is the most capable.
Yeah, but his diet though. That. His diet.
Maybe I mean, his diet is what's working.
But it's like make fast food at McDonald's. Like, imagine Trump was on like the carnivore diet or something. He'd be a beast. You know what I'm saying?
He would like, be, yeah.
The guy's eating McDonald's and he's operating on 4 hours of sleep. Imagine if he was operating on carnivore diet, lifting weights, doing some martial arts, like doing yoga, like, you know, he'd be a monster, but he's not. No, I don't think he's activated his full potential because of that diet.
No, I agree. I don't think he's got time to work out and stuff though either.
But anyway, Nikki Haley's a rhino, and in my opinion, and she has nothing good to say about Trump anymore after having respect for him while she was in his cabinet. She comes out and starts saying that he's wrong on everything. His reputation's down the drain, and basically he can't redeem himself. So, I mean, she showed her hand, man. That's who she is, and she won't get my vote in the prime.
There are some people who do believe that, who say that they'll never vote for Trump again, and they kind of lost hope in Trump.
I know.
And yeah, so
those people are stupid though. And unfortunately, I hate to say that.
She's going after those people though. She's sucking those people in. She's going to get their votes. If she does officially run, right?
Right.
But she's going to get those people's votes because there are people like that. I've met people like that who are just like, right. Yeah, Trump can't do anything because, you know, obviously he had the hardest time doing anything in office because everybody was against him.
Yeah, well, this kind of transitions into DeSantis because DeSantis has the same effect on Trump in terms of being a potential candidate against him in the Republican primary. But DeSantis hasn't announced his presidency, and DeSantis doesn't have a lot to say about what's going on and if he's running and how he feels about Trump, even though Trump is coming out and pretty much calling him a globalist in a recent Truth Social post. What do you call these? They're not. So this is a truth, right? Is that what that would be called?
I don't know. I haven't.
If you read Truth, I am, but I don't spend a lot of time on it, unfortunately. I wish I would. But read Truth. If you retweet, and this would be a truth because he just tweeted it, whatever.
Yeah.
But basically says, the Club for No Growth is a globalist group that I have been taking to the cleaners for years. We worked together for a period, but they couldn't get away from China, Europe, Asia, and parts unknown. They know I won't play that game. I'm America first all the way. So first of all, anyone who says they're America first, like, I'm with them, bro. Like, America first is the way. Like, you have to be America first or you're just a rhino, right? Or a Democrat.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Yeah.
That's the only way we will make America great again. Ron DeSanctimonious, who I made governor in both the primary and the general, is also a globalist.
Yeah.
What? Like, how do you? I won't even get to the rest. We already know Jeb Bush is you know, freaking low energy. But so what are your thoughts? Or should I just get into the next slide?
I mean, you could go to the next slide and then we'll kind of talk about it real quick.
All right. So Trump goes on to retruth a post by a person named Ultra Mega Derbish. Probably saying that wrong. And the person says Trump masterfully started this fake fight with DeSantis to reveal the deep state rhino scum and their puppets. Brilliant move. Now we see who is truly for the people and who is for the DC swamp. Trump 2024 MAGA.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And it's kind of weird that they have to like kind of play these kind of games and stuff like that. So. Right. I feel like it's kind of weird for Trump to like kind of play those games, especially against DeSantis. You know what I mean? But
it is weird. But if it works, I feel like there is a way that can work, though, is pulling out the rhinos to see, you know, if Trump has done anything well, he's lit a fire in like dark areas to see where the rats are. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If one way to go about it is fighting with DeSantis, fighting with people who we got along with, I feel like he's been doing this. Like, another one who I feel like he did this with was the former attorney general, the little leprechaun looking dude. I can't think of his name right now, but he did the same thing. This is all a bunch of like is this a bunch of acting? Is this public just like optics?
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, it's kind of weird that they have to, like, I guess, play these like roles and act it out. And and Trump kind of already revealed all the rhinos, right? Like,
yeah.
So what's left, you know, like, unless there's like some kind of hidden rhino or something that needs to come out still that he's waiting for. Right. And he declared this war with DeSantis just to bring out like one person. I feel like that's kind of weird, but I don't know who, maybe it's
what Trump else would they
40 chess, man. 40 okay, chess right. again.
Right. It could be Trump playing some 4D chess, but if Trump was calling DeSantis a globalist, what is his backing to that? Because I feel like there is no real backing to that, to call him that. What is the basis to calling him a globalist?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, as a governor, so he doesn't. I just don't see where that would come from unless it was optics. But Robert Barnes, the guy, so there's Viva Frey and there's Barnes, the attorney, former attorney for Alex Jones.
Yeah.
This guy is very critical of certain conservatives. Like, he doesn't play. And, but he's like, he's our guy. You know, he's a yeah. friend of ours, basically, you know? This yeah. guy, Barnes, is basically said that DeSantis is sitting in government, has sat in government for a long time. You know, he's been a congressperson before. Very quiet, didn't say anything, like no one knew this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
If DeSantis was who he is now in Congress, we would all know him as the last generation's Matt Gaetz, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we've never heard of that guy before. And yeah, so
he just came out of nowhere.
His point though is that he didn't just come out of nowhere, is that
yeah,
he's not a good actor, and that he in Congress was also proved himself not to be a good actor. But do I buy into that? I don't know, because everything I see from DeSantis is just like spot on, you know.
I know. I mean, DeSantis 2024, man.
No, 2028. But he's running the state. Like, the whole country should be ran. So how can I go against that?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying DeSantis 2024. We need a person like him right now. Especially yeah. in the condition, I mean, that the U.S. is in right now, you know, because he puts yeah. Florida first, right?
Yeah.
Which is huge, right? Like, what other governor is putting their state first? Like, they're putting all these other countries first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got it true where, like, he's acting as an independent entity. And it's like, don't mess with my shit. Like, don't get in my states. This is my area. Don't mess with it. These rules don't apply to us. We're going to govern this the way we... There's no other state that's doing it that hard than Florida is right now. Yeah, the closest,
like, Florida, even Texas, own country.
Texas has lost some of its, you know, conservatism because of government takeover, basically, by left-leaning yeah. groups, corporations, politicians. So even Texas is not on that level. Texas was the original Florida, bro.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, Arizona used to be pretty, you know, red too, right. And look at it now.
I know. Well,
it's pretty blue.
I know, it's crazy to think that Arizona and Cali, I mean, even Cali, Schwarzenegger was a freaking Republican.
Yeah, right? No, I think that if the voting system wasn't, you know, compromised, I think that Arizona still is all red, you know, and there's just a minority right. population that's
there's blue. No way.
But I think that Cali yeah. was red. Personally, I think Cali was red this
yeah.
2020.
It had to have been. I mean, there nobody is sitting in Kelly. You're not sitting in a pile of shit saying, oh, I want this again for the next 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So Kelly's definitely bread, man. And yeah, they got away with that one too. But I don't know. Biden. Joe Biden, man.
Joe Biden.
That's your boy, man. Just admit it, bro.
Myth. The legend.
You had a Biden t-shirt on, bro. Like, just admit it.
Biden, Biden. For those who are streaming.
Now that we're streaming, I'm going to have to put that up on the stream one day.
Nah, dude. For those who are watching, I do not support Biden. My brother photoshopped Biden 2020 on my shirt one day. But yeah, so FBI searched for documents at Biden's vacation house in Delaware, right?
Funny, yeah.
And according to...
I love how it's completely normal how Biden has so many vacation homes.
Oh, yeah, dude. These politicians, bro, they got, like, huge houses, too. They're not, like, just little tiny houses. They're, like, freaking millions of dollars.
Right. Exactly.
You know. So he, according to his lawyer, they fully cooperated with the FBI. And so basically they didn't raid his house. So like, I don't get how they, like with Trump, they just raided his properties and stuff. But like with Biden, they're like, hey man, is it cool if we check out your house, see if there's any documents and stuff, you know? Doesn't make any sense, right? Like if we're talking about, the last episode, we were talking about how this could just be like a way to show that, you know, they're going to treat Biden the same way they did Trump, but they've already shown already that they're not doing that.
Mm. Right. Yeah. I mean, look at the guy who investigating him, Robert Hur, is said to be like a swamp rat sitting in the Justice Department. So
yeah,
I don't think anything's going to come of that. I mean, the easiest connections in the world can be made if you actually want to indict Joe Biden and his family, pretty much, right? Yeah. I could go in as an investigator right now, take the evidence that's sitting on Biden at the FBI or the DOJ, and I could indict Biden tomorrow and throw him in jail for the rest of his life, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that you have the top elected officials, you got Chris Wray and Merrick Garland sitting there and not doing anything, is just pretty obvious that if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that anything's going to happen, just like everything else, right? Especially when it involves Biden or Biden's family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything happening.
$50,000 a month, bro. Hunter was paying the big guy.
I mean, just his laptop alone, dude. Look at his laptop. Rent.
Yeah, exactly.
No action. No action at all, right?
Right, right. What's going to happen to the guy, right? He's gonna get impeached.
They're just gonna wait. Yeah, they're gonna wait till he's done with his term. He's probably gonna lose. There's probably gonna be some Democrat that's gonna run in place for the Democrats. Probably gonna be The Rock. They're gonna have to pull out the celebs. I'm serious.
The Rock. Who or else LeBron is James? Left? I mean, LeBron James is gonna retire in like 4 or 5 years, so maybe him down the LeBron. Line.
I mean, I think it'll be The Rock first. I think people like The Rock more. But what I'm saying is, who do the Democrats have left,
right,
that could potentially win and not be so obvious that they're cheating? It would have to be like a celebrity at this point. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah. It would have to be, man, they'd have to like, yeah, it'd have to be like Leonardo DiCaprio or something. No, I can't even think who it would be.
It would be The Rock. The Rock, man.
Whitmer.
Whitmer, no way, dude. Whitmer.
What do you mean?
Yo, whoever's watching, comment who would be the Democrat to run for 2024.
Which moron would the Democratic Party prop up and potentially throw him into the presidential race? Because Biden, he's a skeleton, right? He's history.
Yeah, Biden's not going to win.
Kamala, who's like a personality, like a loser. I mean, the biggest
it could be Kamala. Loser. I didn't even think about it, dude. After the election, nobody ever like talked about her again.
Can we just watch a Kamala clip real quick to see how awkward she is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up. They waved to their families. And they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
Oh my God, bro.
See, nobody even cares.
Look at that face. Just look at that face. Like, she's got the most awkward laugh, the worst timing when it comes to laughing. Like, you can tell they're just forced. She's trying to come off as this, like, charming politician. But, dude, she's a nut job and, like, unfunny and uncool, and she's not pretty, which sucks. You know, like, it's not working out for her, man. She has no appeal.
I know. I guess so. The viewers, they could not decide who was going to run for the Democrat. See, they have nobody. It just proves my case. They have nobody.
Maybe next time, viewers, we'll get you involved somehow at some point. But yeah.
Elon Musk again.
We'll give him some time to think about it. They got to think about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, comment on the next episode. So Elon Musk apparently wants to start a payment platform on Twitter. Is it supposed to be called Twitter Payments?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be something.
They haven't come up with a name.
They might just call it Twitter. Like, hey, pay me on Twitter, bro. You got Twitter?
Yeah, true.
You know?
So they're going to try to compete with basically Apple Pay and PayPal. I mean, Elon Musk is no stranger to, you know, these types of platforms. He had X.com, which became part of PayPal. And he was like super young when that happened. But basically what they want to do is they want to create a platform that people can send money to each other and buy products, try to increase the revenue for Twitter. I'm not sure if I see it yet, honestly. Like, I don't feel like, you know, I'm going to be like, hey, I'm going to go on Twitter to send money. I don't know. It's kind of seem weird. In my opinion, there's too many platforms for sending money. Right.
Yeah.
You got Zelle, you got Apple Cash, you got Venmo, you got PayPal. And then like sometimes people are like, oh no, Venmo me. And I'm like, I don't have a Venmo. Do you have Zelle? Now it's going to be like, hey, do you have a Twitter? You know, like, and I understand that Elon's great at what he does. And I love Elon Musk. I'm a huge Elon Musk fan for those who are watching. But this product does not. This is I have my second Tesla now. So, but
crazy. Who the hell drives a battery power? What the hell do you need a battery? You drive over a puddle, get electrocuted, man.
I'm just kidding. Every morning I go outside and I replace the AA batteries on the bottom and I'm good to go, man.
Yeah.
But so Elon's great at what he does, right? But he doesn't have the Tesla name backing this, right? So like Tesla has like a cult following. The Boring Company has a cult following. SpaceX, cult following, right? So like Tesla can come out with this product that's completely garbage. Like, you know, they sell like the freaking Cybertruck whistle, right? They sell all these like limited edition stuff and it sells out super fast, even though it's dumb. It's literally dumb. Right. But they'll buy it because it's Tesla, you know, Tesla's name on it. So, I mean, in my opinion, Twitter, it's kind of a tainted name in some people's eyes. I mean, it doesn't have that Tesla backing, in my opinion, like the Tesla name. So it's going to be, I think, a lot harder for Elon to start like some kind of payments platform on Twitter. I mean, that's just my opinion. What do you think?
The only reason I could see it working is because how much people might dislike some of the other companies that are allowing for payments, right? So Zelle is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, is Zelle JP Morgan Chase? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a platform that Chase uses.
Right.
I could be wrong.
I mean, I think that
if somebody knows, comment. Go ahead.
Who owns Zelle? We got the CEO of Zelle watching. He's like, I do. No.
Zelle owns Zelle. I'm just
kidding. So, yeah, the only Twitter is going to get a big, I think, maybe some support here because it's a free speech platform, right?
Yeah.
So you got people who want to enable Twitter by using its platform, right? So you'll have especially celebrities who are trying to sell products on Twitter. You got book sales, you got, you know, whatever you're selling, right? Your life coach or whatever, a lot of big names on Twitter who can sell stuff on the Twitter platform, and Twitter gets money and they'll support Twitter, so, you know. So, and then you got people like PayPal, right, who are enabling or kind of producing vaccine mandates on their employees, right?
Yeah.
And they have big COVID vaccine policies and have come out about it, right? They're showing their hand. Like, we don't care to hide this. We don't trust people who are not vaccinated or employees who are not vaccinated. It's in their policy, right? So you have that. So a lot of people will ditch Twitter. Venmo. I already ditched Venmo after that. PayPal is untrustworthy because a lot of people's accounts get hacked, right? If you're able to secure Twitter enough that people are jumping ship from PayPal to Twitter, bro, that's a giant market. There's a lot of people on PayPal, right?
Yeah.
I had someone reach into my bank account on PayPal and steal money from me, right? Like 700 wow. bucks. Some dude bought, you know, those binoculars for golfing that we use, like in, like, I don't golf, but like, for example, you know how when we play Mario Golf?
Yeah.
So you know how we use those binoculars to see where the hole is and stuff? So that's a real product, right? And it helps you see at certain angles to see where the hole is, even if there's hills and shit. Like, I don't know how that shit works. But they're expensive. They're like $600.
Yeah.
$700. Some dude in Lansing bought that shit on my debit card.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So he bought it on my debit card out of Lansing, which is the capital of Michigan, right? So
yeah.
My money was out of my pocket. I never use PayPal again. So I think that there's a couple things at play here, not just like the Twitter factor, what you're saying, like the branding might not be there yet. But I think with Elon and the movement that's occurring and people wanting to get away from these other corporations that are untrustworthy, like Zelle, PayPal, Venmo, it might just work out. It's got to be very secure, though. And if it messes up, dude, if it messes up, Elon's going to get a lot of shit.
Well, I don't think he's going to mess up. I mean, he already has that, like, you know, banking background with X.com, right?
Yeah.
He's all about having the most secure things, right? So I don't feel like he's not going to mess it up, but it's just like, who's going to, like, for example, me, right? Like, Zelle works for me, right? Mm. I have no problem with Zelle. I haven't had any issues with Zelle, right? So how, like, a person like me, how are they going to convince me to, like, throw money into my Twitter account just so I could pay somebody? You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
incorporate it at a very easy level, right? So they might be able to incorporate it with, you know, Apple Pay. You know, Elon and Tim, what's his name? Tim Cook. They're tight.
Yeah.
There was some beef. I mean, so there was some beef with Elon and Tim Cook about if Twitter was going to be hosted on Apple.
Store.
Yeah. And he went over to the Apple facility and everything went well. And there was, Tim Cook said, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's probably just media hyping it up. Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with it. What's that?
Sorry, I don't trust Tim Cook either way, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with Elon Musk and his work, you know, but I think the platform just needs a little bit more work before adding something like this.
No, absolutely. That's absolutely. I think it's a good thing. I would get into it because I support Elon and his products. They're good products. They're quality. I'm not into EV. Are you seriously calling me out right now? I have zero Teslas, and I will never have a Tesla. I drive a Dodge Ram similar to this one on my desk.
You drive a Dodge Ram, bro? What is that, like, from 1999?
What am I, uncultured for calling it a Dodge Ram?
Everybody calls it a Dodge Ram. It's not Dodge anymore.
It's just Ram. I know, man.
It's just Ram.
Let's play a clip, man. I got some clips to let's talk about here. Let's start with this is one I didn't even tell you about that I just wanted to throw in here because this guy, he kind of trips me out. Everyone's a big fan of the NFL, and it's not LeVar Bamblin, aka Damar Hamlin. For anyone who doesn't understand the Lamar Bamblin joke, I once shot an episode and I called him, what did I call him the whole time?
I think you called him like six different names.
I called him Daron Hamlin. wait, what the hell is his name? I don't even know what his name is.
I don't know.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you.
Tom Brady, man.
Who's that guy?
Tom Brady announces retirement after 7 Super Bowl wins, and it blew up today. I know you're not a big football fan. That's why I brought that in. I had to torture you for a minute.
Maybe he's retiring for a reason. Maybe there's a lot of things going on in the NFL that he doesn't agree with.
You know, it's funny because I've always heard that Brady's right wing and a Trump supporter, and I've heard a lot of things, but his behavior is odd. You know, a lot of weird conspiracies about Brady. The way he kisses his son and stuff. I don't know. Some weird stuff. You guys want to look that up?
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it here.
Yeah, no, it's cool that he's retiring. I think, you know, it's a good time for him to retire. He's still, like, young and, football's really dangerous. Yeah, football is really dangerous. You know, you could get some kind of injury that's irreversible. So,
yeah,
it's good timing. I mean, he definitely made his impact on the NFL, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
and he'll be remembered forever.
Exactly. I mean, if you're able to walk out of the NFL with a ton of money and you don't have any brain damage, it's like walking out of the casino with your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't get robbed and you're still intact, and you're not going to get killed by a bunch of mobsters. But now Brady, it's cool that he's retiring, but the NFL, the love that the conservatives have for the NFL nowadays really bugs me. That's why I kind of brought this in I can't believe people are watching the NFL like nothing happened. Like, do we have that short term of memory?
We do.
Unfortunately.
Plain and simple. Let's talk about Lindell. Oh, shoot. Okay, we can go.
Lindell.
We can talk about this guy.
Yeah, I just want to bring this up. Zachary Levy, who's a big time actor, said this apparently on Twitter, that he agrees that Pfizer is a real danger to the world. He said hardcore agree, man.
Weren't they trying to cancel him or something after this?
I'm sure they were. I mean, why wouldn't they? Isn't that what you're supposed to do to somebody when they say something like this?
I know. It's pretty much. You say something and you're canceled.
Yeah. You want to talk Lindell on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. So what are your thoughts? What's up with the vending machine? I mean, like, was that some kind of like symbolism? Like, what do you think? What's your thoughts on that, dude?
I think Jimmy Kimmel is just an asshole. And
you think he just trolled him?
Well, he was saying, a part of it I know definitely was that Lindell doesn't trust the voting machines, right?
Machines, right? Because they joked about distrusting other machines too. Like, hey, not trust this, and that. So right. I mean, they made jokes about it, but I mean, he was talking about the voting machines specifically,
right? The stuff Lindell says it's like, man, he gave Jimmy Kimmel so much ammo to like propagate towards his audience, and he just kind of made if anyone's falling for that, first of all, whatever, that's their own problem, but he basically made Lindell like look foolish, and Lindell said that we need to melt those machines and turn them into like prison bars or something. Did you hear him say that?
I don't remember that part. I honestly just skimmed through it and I watched like a few pieces of it.
Yeah. No, that was something Lindell said way before, like not even on Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy Kimmel used it. Gotcha. But he threw him in a claw machine, man. That was, I feel like Lindell's a good sport for doing it.
It seemed like it was a little degrading.
Oh, of course. And that's what he meant to do.
Yeah. I mean, they did let him talk the truth, which was kind of nice. But they kind of just played everything off like it was a joke, though. So, like, they kind of, like, almost discredited everything that he was saying at the same time.
Right, exactly. Got his book here, by the way. Remember this, the holographic Lindell?
Did you read it yet?
Gotta show that every time. No, I'm not going to read it. I know that much. I'll be honest about that. But, no, it was very degrading. Jimmy controlled the narrative, as you would expect. You know, if Lindell wanted to say...
I was surprised he would agree to even be on that show.
Well, I think
being
like
a
Jimmy,
patriot, you know.
Well, Jimmy's got control of it's his show. So he's got control of the audience. He's got control of the editing because those things aren't even shot live. They're shot at midday. They're not live talk shows. You put him in a claw machine. He didn't even have the decency to sit him down next to him, which I guess was funny because Lindell played ball, you know, in the claw machine. And it was funny that, you know, he was sitting in like an arcade area. And he was smiley and joking the whole time. He didn't you know, get upset. And he basically just called Jimmy Kimmel just called Lindell a basically crazy conspiracy theorist the entire time, you know, like they do to us. So,
he was also a good sport about it. He also said that Trump and Giuliani are lying and basically they're using the whole machines thing as an excuse for losing the election, right? Because they're just being basically saying that that Trump's a sore loser.
Right. I find it funny that he told Lindell, he's like, listen, I believe that you think you are like, you believe these things. I truly believe you that you believe them. Like, I have no like doubt, but he's like, I think Trump and Giuliani are just playing a bullshit role and complaining and whining about dumb shit. It's like, why would you believe he believes that's the truth, but Trump and Giuliani don't? Like, first of all, and Lindell said, I'll hand you the evidence. You can look it over yourself. Would you? First of all, Jimmy Kimmel knows the election was stolen.
Everybody already knows this.
Exactly. So it's not like somebody who's uninformed. I mean, maybe some of these freaking mind-controlled freaking Hollywood celebrities really don't believe it, right? Because they're under some super like serious control, right? Like, why? Because if you did know the truth, I mean, human instinct is like, all right, I got to do something about this. I can't just sit here and be a part of this bullshit. Yeah. Like, if you know the truth, you come out and you're like, dude, this is that's human nature. We come out and we fight for the truth. So like, are they freaking under some kind of spell?
Who knows? Who knows? Let's talk about Bill Gates too. You mentioned you want to talk about Bill Gates. So go ahead and share.
It's astonishing. If you're at all intimidated by just the subject of climate change and a bit confused by the differing views, this is for you. It is so clear where we're at right now and where we need to go. And it's just such a gift that one of the smartest people on Earth has made it so accessible for literally every person on the planet to understand this subject and know where we need to go moving forward. And Bill's an optimist, and so easy to read stuff, which sounds very pessimistic around this subject, but there are ways for us to move forward, and this book outlines it. Highly, highly recommend it.
Oh my God. Bill's an optimist.
Bill Gates is a joke. And I'm surprised that anybody even trusts him at this point. And like, I think that was pretty low to kind of endorse Bill Gates right there.
Mm.
And I mean, the dude's a computer nerd. Bill Gates is like basically a computer nerd, and now he's making decisions in the medical industry and climate change. And if he really wanted to like really commit to like changing, you know, climate change, you would think he would start like an EV company or like a solar company or something like that that could contribute to renewable energy. And he's got the money for it.
Right.
Instead of just, you know, writing a book and convincing everybody else to get vaccinated.
There's so many problems here, man. There's so many problems. First of all, what he said, Hugh Jackman said that if you're intimidated by the subject, what the hell are you talking about? Intimidated by the subject of climate change? What the hell are these guys talking about, bro?
When I see Greta, I'm scared, bro.
You're triggered, bro.
I'm triggered.
You're triggered because exactly. Greta put your boy Andrew Tate in jail.
Just so everybody knows too, even though I have a Tesla, I do not support the EV movement. Like, where everybody needs to drive an EV, that everybody should only drive EV. I just like it because it's cool. I mean, I still love my ICE engines and you know, the smell of gasoline burning.
Yeah, well, I mean, all right. So we're still talking about Bill Gates, but I still can't get behind, like, is Elon going to say anything about Tesla using lithium fields, mining fields to mine their batteries? Or is that
something? Have you seen the video of like the fields? There's like thousands of people working there.
Yeah. So like, that's like a huge hazard to not only, I think, the people working there, but to the world. Right. Yeah, like, it's funny that you're trying to stop, you know, carbon dioxide or whatever it is going into the air, but your issue is freaking EVs that are actually killing the planet probably way faster.
Yeah, I mean, when you got vehicles like the Hummer EV, I mean, those are not designed to save the planet. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And EVs are super heavy.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that like a problem for our infrastructure? Is vehicles that are way heavier than we're even used to? Either way, Bill Gates, man. First of all, Hugh Jackman's such a turd, man. For him to say that people are intimidated by the subject of climate change, no one's intimidated by it. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Everybody hates it. Yeah.
Everyone knows that's a bunch of shit.
I haven't met anybody that's like, dude, this is all real and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, I have. I've definitely have. And you have too. What are you talking about? We had a debate, remember, with someone in their car about climate change? Anyway,
I must have been sleeping.
Oh, you weren't sleeping. You were about to whoop his ass at one point.
I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, no, I think it's so stupid that he would say that. And Bill Gates, I mean, do you think he's being propped up as someone who's representing the climate and this? Like, do you think he's got figures behind him or he's kind of acting alone?
Bill Gates?
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Gates is just a puppet, bro.
Yeah, he's a puppet. Do you think he was a puppet when he was with Microsoft as well? I think he was always a puppet. I think he was always a puppet.
He's probably planted, bro. His whole purpose of life was probably already created before he was born.
Bro, the guy brought back polio. I know, it's conspiracy,
right?
I know. The guy brought back polio, right?
Yeah.
In India. And he also believes in depopulation. So what about this
guy? Talks about it too, so.
What about this guy, Hugh Jackman? Bill Gates is an optimist?
Yeah.
Bill Gates is a freaking optimist. The guy thinks that we have too many people on this planet and that we need to start killing people off in order to live, which is why he's put forth all these vaccine ideas, right? His whole agenda. I mean, get the hell out of here, man. No one's falling for this shit. Speaking of the vax.
You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got the new updated booster, designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it?
That's pretty sad.
I don't know why I always revert to this view afterwards, but what, bro? How is that illegal? Like, someone brought up a good point on Twitter. When you put that shit in a commercial, don't you have to start talking about the side effects afterwards?
Yeah, and honestly, like, didn't they ban like commercials for like cigarettes and all that stuff?
They did.
I mean, did. Well, how is this any different?
Right, right. Cigarettes actually might be safer.
They probably are, dude. I have zero doubt that they're,
No, it's funny that when COVID first started, the cases started skyrocketing. They were saying that cigarette smokers are beating COVID.
No way.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's pretty shocking.
Yeah. Martha Stewart, though, what are your thoughts? She's guilty of insider trading. She did some federal prison time at one point. And now she is in Pfizer booster commercials. Like, how many boosters are we talking now? It's only been about a year and a half.
There's got to be like at least 7-8 boosters, in my opinion. But I don't know. I don't follow the latest booster news. But, you know, the thing is that these companies and basically the politicians and stuff, they need to use all these like celebrities to market to different ages and age brackets and generations of people. And Martha Stewart just happened to be one of those persons to market to that age group. You know what I mean? A lot of people watched her growing up and stuff like that. So like, you know, they, you know, it's like an idol, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, whatever. I'm not surprised that she did it, but I guess I just don't see how that's even possible that Pfizer is allowed to make commercials like that and basically advertise a product indirectly a pharmaceutical, right?
Yeah.
The way that they've done without disclosing anything, as if it, bro, it was like an any other product. Like it was like it's like a State Farm commercial or like an Apple commercial, right? You can't.
Yeah.
What the hell? They. It just shows you how immune these and how invincible these companies like Pfizer think they are.
Yeah, exactly. Usually when those commercials end, they're like, you know what I mean? Like take all the side effects and stuff.
Exactly. Because I think that's a federal regulation.
I don't know how they got around that one.
You're gonna fucking die. I love how they like just so subtly tell you, yeah, you're going to get heart failure and possibly have a stroke and your guts are going to freaking, you're going to poop them out.
They have somebody like that's so calm telling you that too. With a calm voice.
Two more videos. You remember Whoopi Goopy, right?
Whoopi Goopy, bro. We grew up with Whoopi Goopy.
And the policing itself, you know, seems things don't seem to make sense to people unless it's somebody they can feel or they can recognize. But how many times do we have to, do we need to see white people also get beaten before anybody will do anything? I'm not suggesting that. So don't write us and tell me what a, you know, what a racist I am. I'm just asking, is that what people have to see in order to wake up and realize this affects us all?
Thoughts, bro. Thoughts.
I mean, the funny thing is that these like celebrities and politicians who want to defund the police, they're the first ones to call the police when something happens right. to them. We've seen it so many times, you know, in the news that, hey, this person, you know, wants to defund the police and then freaking something happens to them and then they call the police right away.
Right.
And they expect them to show up right away. I mean, they literally are very like loud about it. Like they're very verbal about it, that they want to do this movement. Hmm. And then what do you think the police officers are going to think when they show up? You know what I mean?
It's just, absolutely.
It's just weird and awkward.
100%. Yeah. No, it's funny that these guys who are coming after the police, the politicians and the celebrities are living in gated communities, right?
Yep.
White neighborhoods. Even the head of BLM lived in a white neighborhood, right? Even though they all, if we found out that was a corrupt scheme the whole time. Whoopi Goopy, same thing, bro. Like, does she think she is? That she's basically saying that, like, we need more white people to get beat up by the police. Just because she says, oh, I'm not saying anything before you call me racist. It's like, then why did you say that? Right?
Yeah.
It's like me saying something terrible about like black people and then saying, well, I'm not racist. So you can't like, don't call me racist. Like the damage is done. You already said what you said. You basically want people to get beat up by police so that it's an even fight. Right? Well, guess what? News doesn't cover half the time, but the police beat the shit out of white people sometimes. Right?
That's true. Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of white people in these shitty neighborhoods or whatever freaking economy, you know, probably a Democrat ran city that are, you know, like going to a liquor store, try to grab something or whatever it is. And the cops show up and they beat the living shit out of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't watched any videos of the cops doing that stuff. That stuff is like kind of too cringe for me sometimes, you know.
It's a bit much, I know, but you know, we fall. We can't comment on this stuff, bro. We're brown, so we're right in the middle. You know, we should probably stay quiet. All right, last thing. This one, I think is probably going to be your favorite.
Naismuodissa, vaikka syntyperäisin onkin mies. Ja tuota, sieltä on niin kuin 9 vuotta aikaa, eli siihen 9 vuoteen sisältyy aika paljon. Eli kun lähdetään ihan nollasta.
Is this dude ever figure skated?
I don't know. Yhdellä this is like his dream. Rupeaa niin kuin
uskaltamaan tehdä jotakin siellä jäällä. Niin
sitten
pikkuhiljaa kisaamaan ja esiintymään.
Should have worn knee pads.
Niin edelleen. Että sanotaan, että aika
kiva. Should have worn a dress.
Ura on ollut, mutta tietysti korona tuli vähän sitten väliin, että se sitten sotki kuviota. Mutta tuota,
you can't get back up.
Mahtavaa. Näiden EM-kisojen slogan on tule sellaisena kuin
ajatuksen.
Thoughts, man. What are you thinking about?
Super cringe, you know? Just very awkward, super cringe. Like sports and like entertainment, they used to go after like the top notch like people and performers. And now it's like, you know, anybody can basically compete or get into something like this, you know?
If you're smart and you have like an athlete's, if you're a man, right? And you have, you, let's just say you don't got much going for you, but you're like 6'3 to like 6'6. And, you know, you're decent at like a sport like basketball or whatever it is. I would 100% go on as a walk on to like the WNBA and be like, I'm a freaking woman. Nothing you can say about it. I want to try out for the LA Sparks or whatever the hell they're called. And I'll play freaking point, freaking power forward for the next 12 years in the WNBA. Go down as like the legend and freaking greatest of all time, potentially. Who knows? Yeah. Right? Isn't that the way to go about it? That's what Zuby did. Remember Zuby, the Twitter guy? He did the deadlifts.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw that,
oh,
right?
He did. No. Yeah, yeah. No.
He won a woman's weightlifting.
Did he do
conference.
It just a troll?
Yeah.
He's a troll.
Oh, okay. he's like a pretty strong conservative. So,
yeah, that's why I was like, he must have did it to troll. That's interesting.
Well, that's what should happen more often, is that like blatant men should just go in and be like, and tell people, realize like, yo, okay, this is kind of, we shouldn't be doing this. But that guy who we just saw, his name was, what's his name? Marku Dika, and his name is now Mina Maria.
Sounds about right.
And his dream was to be an ice princess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was his dream, dude.
Yeah, the in other words, he's a psychopath.
Pretty much, psychopath. I mean, it's just I'd like to know like what the people who compete in like those types of sports, like let's say like a guy is competing in like women's basketball, for example. Like,
yeah,
I'd like to know what the women think. You know what I mean? Like, right. Is it fair to them? Like, is this what they voted for? Like, who decided this? You know what I mean? Like, it's just interesting, right?
100%, man. No, it's disgusting, in my opinion. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it myself. <I'm just kidding. laughs>
That's one way to make money, right?
Yeah, man. Any words closing the stream for the remaining watchers?
Not really. I mean, hey, next time we ask questions, you guys better type up a response.
You know, it's funny. It's the later in the night you go into, you get more watchers because there's a bunch of night owls, conservatives, right?
Really?
Yeah. Stop drinking Monster, guys. Last thing, wait up. UFC Prime Hydration Drink, bro.
Yeah, what flavor is it? I didn't see a flavor name.
I don't know, but I just find it funny. It'll like probably because every I hate that it's a freaking Brock Lesnar sweat flavor. It's funny because
who has tried Prime Hydration? Comment below. Let me know. I thought it was too sweet. Like it had the sweetest like taste ever. Like I couldn't imagine drinking that sweetness like while I'm working out or playing sports.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
No, if anything, it's more like a delicacy. Like you have it as like, I want something really sweet to drink today or something. You don't drink it. I couldn't imagine like lifting weights. And I'm like, yeah. And I get this huge sugar intake. Yeah.
It doesn't even have sugar, man. I think it like, what does it have?
That's what worries me. That's what worries me. So products without sugar, man. What does that mean?
Sweet. It's literally so sweet, man. You take one sip and you're like, you know what I mean? Like it hits you like.
Exactly. A product without sugar that's sweet as hell, like Prime Hydration, is very concerning, man. It's kind of worries me a little bit that it's. What do they use again? What's the product? You know this stuff. What's the product called that they use as a sweetener?
I can't even remember, honestly.
I thought you were the guy for that kind of stuff, bro.
Hey, but it has coconut water in it. So anything that has coconut water in it.
Shit gives me heartburn. Yeah, I just find it funny though. Before we close, Jake Paul is the biggest critic of the UFC. Gets fighters to try and leave the UFC. If you don't know who Francis Ngannou is, he was the current UFC heavyweight champion that left the UFC in the middle of his prime. He said, "I'm leaving," as he had the belt because he wanted to go and make boxing money. right? He was done with the MMA money. UFC doesn't pay enough. But if you do like a boxing event, you get paid like 20, 30 million.
Wow.
Right? Where UFC, you get like 1 million per fight and like a percentage of pay-per-views, maybe like 600,000 per fight, percentage of pay-per-views, if you're the best fighter in the entire league, right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And the training and the timing of the fights is rigorous, just as rigorous as boxing.
Yeah. I mean, none of that stuff is easy.
No, hell no. And so you got Jake Paul, who's like, dude, I, some like punk YouTube kid, am making $40 million a year off boxing. Why don't you guys do it? Because Dana White is not paying you guys. And so Ngannou left, because if I'm watching Jake Paul, I'm a freaking heavyweight champ, and I'm watching Jake Paul, amateur. He's not an amateur. He's actually a professional boxer, but he only has 4 fights. In his entire, you know, record, but he knows how to market himself. Who's making $20 million per fight? I'm like, bro, I'm getting the hell out of here. Getting the hell out of here. And then you got Logan Paul, though, on this other side of it, making a deal with Dana White with Prime Hydration. So
those brothers, man.
Yeah, they're weird. They're weirder than us. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Check us out on Twitter at ABN Media. Rumble, this will be posted on podcast too as well, the Brown Conservatives. Shoot us a like, comment, and tune in. We're trying to stream a live stream now on Wednesdays and Sundays. But yeah, you, I mean, this guy to the other side of me is like the president of the United States. It's hard to get him to commit sometimes. But when he's not busy shaking hands and kissing babies, I try to get him to stream. It's a busy life. No, we'll try to do this Sunday as well. And then it'll be more frequent as time goes by, I think.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Have a good night.
Peace out.